Genealogy by Tim, Episode 6. Hello all. I'm celebrating my 6-month anniversary here on the podcast. Today is Saturday, November 6, 2021. And according to thepodcasthost.com, it's commonly said that if a new podcast series reaches 7 episodes, this is the magic number where the show is more likely to keep going. Let's see if I can keep it going and get to that magic number. The biggest challenge for me now is keeping the content flowing while teaching full-time. It's not like I don't have a troll of material to draw from. After 13 years of family history research, I ought to have some stories to tell. It'll just be a matter of laying down the recordings and posting them. So, future episodes this winter may feature some of the high points of my research over the years. It'll be nice to share those, but this month I actually have some updates for you. It's a tale of two contacts this month on Genealogy by Tim. Facebook is an excellent resource for connecting with relatives and other genealogists. It is also a great way to share what you've discovered, be they old photographs, videos, or stories. I have cousins on my mother's side who have scanned albums of old photos for us to see. It's good for me because I know right where to go when I want to find pictures of their branch of the family. My beloved genealogy club, First Friday Genealogy, has a Facebook page where it attracts new members while sharing items of local genealogy interest. I myself have created descendant groups for several branches of my family. If you have an interesting ancestor, try creating a group in Facebook for that ancestor, and then searching Facebook for potential descendants of that ancestor. I've reached out to and befriended several distant relatives this way, and we check in on each other from time to time. This month I found myself on the receiving end of such a friend request. A Scaletti reached out to me with a silent friend request. Scaletti is my maternal grandmother's maiden name, and also the maiden name of this Facebook traveler. She was already friends with several of my mother's cousins, so I thought it couldn't hurt to accept. Once I accepted her request, I noted that she enjoyed posting pictures of old relatives and identifying them, but I did not recognize any of the names or faces. So I did a little investigation and traced her roots to a Frank Scaletti and a Joseph Scaletti, both of whom settled in northern New Jersey, some 400 or so miles away from where my great-grandfather settled with his sibling in Moon Township, Pennsylvania, which is just west of Pittsburgh. So I wrote a message to this woman, whose name is Julianne, and I said something like, "Hey, I noticed that you're friends with some of my mom's cousins. My branch of the family settled in western Pennsylvania. I looked into yours, and it seems you come from a Frank and Joseph who settled in northern New Jersey. I was wondering if you were aware of any connection. Were your ancestors from Trebia in Sicily, like mine?" I wrote that a little over 2 weeks ago, and as of today, she has seen my message but not yet responded. So I just sent her a little nudge message. I told her that I bet we're related somehow and that the Scaletti name comes from a village, Scaletta Zanclia in Sicily. That the name means stairs because the village was built on a hillside and there were stairs going from one part of the village to the other. We'll see if she writes back to that one. I'll let you know what I hear. About a week after befriending the mysterious Julianne, I received another contact, this time through the FamilySearch.org website. My work pruning the Smith branch of the FamilySearch family tree paid off when I was contacted by the user Sir Eduardus, who noticed all the work I had been doing. He wrote to me and asked, "I'm noticing a potential match in our family tree. I am from the King Smith Harkin side of the West Philly line. I've noticed you have some info on the William Smith side. I'm just double-checking if it's the same as mine. I do not know much about that side, but would like to know more if it's the same family. Hope to hear from you." Well, as it turns out, we are from the same family. His grandmother was Mary Smith King, who was a sister to my great-grandmother, Joanna Smith Harrison. That makes him a second cousin to my father and a second cousin once removed to me. His name is Charles Smith, but his father, Harry Smith, is not related to his mother or any of my Smiths. His mother is Teresa Smith King. And therein lies some of the difficulty with researching Smiths. Smith is such a common name that it doesn't seem uncommon for some Smiths to marry other unrelated Smiths, and then you have to sort out who's who. I'm glad I have folks like Charles to help me sort this out. Charles is a personable fellow. He asked if I had any old photos of Smith or King relatives. I didn't think I had any pictures of any Kings, but I had a look anyway in some of my older files. Files of my grandmother's things that I must not have looked at in 6 or 8 years. Lo and behold, there were 3 old childhood photographs of some Kings. So I was able to send Charles a baby picture of his probable grandmother, Mary Smith King, as well as baby pictures of Charles' Uncle Billy King and Aunt Marion King. His Aunt Marion, he said, remembers my great-grandmother, Joanna Smith Harrison. Marion would be about 80 years old now. Hopefully we can meet her someday when I have a vacation. I'm looking forward to hearing some good Smith stories from her. Charles told me a bit about himself. He's a painter and sent me a scan of a painting he did of his grandmother, Mary Smith King. He's interested in joining the Sons of the American Revolution through ancestors on his father's side, and this is something we have in common. I joined the Sons of the American Revolution in 2018 through ancestors of Joanna Smith Harrison's husband, William. Charles showed me some photographs of a house at the corner of Spruce and American streets in Old City, downtown Philadelphia, where one of his revolutionary ancestors lived. Charles also mentioned having, quote, some very strange stories about deaths in the family and roses, end quote. That sounds like excellent fodder for a future podcast and will hopefully keep me on air for many months to come. Well, that's all I have for you this month. One contact from a woman who doesn't seem to be closely related to me. And a contact from a gentleman who certainly is, and who I hope to be speaking with a lot more in the near future. I'm looking forward to next month's podcast, the big number 7. If I can get that one out, then statistics say I ought to be here to stay. As always, keep on digging. Your next family history adventure awaits. Mm-hmm.